I'm Gabe Ortiz, afternoon host at WIPR. Federal funding for public radio is under serious threat. An end to that funding would make the live streams like this one more difficult to maintain. Stand up for public media and help fortify WIPR's future. Find out more and donate at WIPR.org. Thank you.
And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. It's a sure sign of summer, the return of WTMD's first Thursday concerts at the Canton Waterfront Park here in Baltimore. The summer series kicks off its 20th year tomorrow night. Tyler Laporte is the assistant program director at WTMD. He is with me here in Studio B with a preview. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you too, Tom.
So 20 years. This thing is sticking around, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's got some staying power at this point. But yeah, we're very excited to get the season started. We work on this, you know, it started last year, basically after the last season stopped. So, you know, it takes a lot to get to this point in the year, but man, we're really excited to see everybody down there tomorrow.
So first Thursday in June, July, August, and September?
Correct.
Right. That's correct. The season. So four events. And these things, I've been down a couple of times, it draws a big crowd, doesn't it?
It does. We have gotten some data recently in it. At our peak last year, we had over 15,000 people in the park at our biggest event. So, yeah, a lot of people come out. There's a lot of food trucks. There's going to be some great art from the William G. Baker Memorial Fund folks. So that's going to be a great experience and just a chance to catch up with your friends and listen to some great tunes and get some boogieing in.
Yeah, well, let's listen to some of these tunes in the Baker Fund. I should mention, you know, one of the great arts funders of our city. They're sort of basically devoted to arts funding, so it's really great that they're going to have a presence there. So you got three acts tomorrow. One's called Rex Pax, the other Brandy and the Alexanders, and then Craig Finn is the sort of the headliner, I guess.
Yep.
Let's listen to a little bit of Rex Pax. This is a tune called Dauphin Dominique.
Catchy, right?
I like that. That is cool.
That song, Rex is a Baltimore artist. Rex Echevarria is the lead singer of the band. Latin translates to King of Peace. He's a self-taught
Rex
producer.
Pax is the name of the band, King of Peace.
Right, yeah. Correct. He does everything at
these
his
are
home
UMBC
studio.
Guys, right?
He's a UMBC grad, and he just has so much energy. It's so positive. Saw him earlier this year at Metro Gallery opening up for another Baltimore artist, Ayas, and I was just blown away. That song has sucked me in. It is certainly one of my favorite songs of the year.
Yeah, I mean, that really gets cooking, and, you know, I love all the descriptors that you guys have in your business. So you get a heavy synth, lo-fi, indie, 90s prog rock.
That's right.
That's how it's described. It's like, you know, name a genre that's not mentioned in
genre
that.
Genre salad, right?
Yeah, right. Genre salad. But it's, you know, it's it is a mix. I mean, there's a tendency to say, you know, this is a derivative of X or Y,
right,
or Z,
yeah,
you know, but of course these artists are working on their own. I want to listen to a tune by another band that's going to play called Brandy and the Alexanders. I just love Brandy and the Alexanders as a name. I mean, that's
great. It's really great.
Tell
right?
us a little bit about this band.
This band is out of New York City. I caught them in Austin, Texas last year at South by Southwest. Was blown away by their performance. Their lead singer, Brandy Thompson, incredibly talented vocalist, draws inspiration from Chaka Khan, Marvin Gaye, Aretha, just to name a few. This is going to be a soul, funk, R&B experience, kind of in the middle of two rock bands, and they throw a little psychedelia in too. I think people are really going to love this band.
All right, let's check out a little of Brandy and the Alexanders. But you just want to burn it. Ooh, you want my time, but you don't know how to use it. You want my heart, but you always seem to bruise it. Everybody knows your song and dance. Everybody knows you had your chance. Now everybody knows that we are through. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do? I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna let someone take a bite of this big black cherry. Licking up the juice cause it's sweet and I'm sharing. Gonna leave the stain but they can't stop staring. Come on, take a bite of this big black cherry. Black Cherry, that woman can sing.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful voice.
Making me blush a little bit in front of you, Tom.
Yeah, but, I mean, it gets right up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. She's incredible, has a wonderful band behind her, and they're on at 7 p.m. tomorrow. I'll go back to Rex, too. He's going to be on at 6, so just to keep in your head how the sets are going to go.
All right, so Rex at 6. Brandy and the Alexanders at 7, and then
correct,
about 8:30 or 8:35, the headliner, Craig Finn. We'll talk about him in just a second, but a little more on Brandy. They're from Brooklyn.
Yep.
A band like that, what other kinds of venues are they playing? I mean, the festival here, you know, is going to give them a pretty big crowd to wow. I just wonder, you know, in the current music business with live performances, are they playing rooms like the Metro Gallery, you know, which is a pretty small room?
Probably comparable to Metro Gallery at this point. You know, they also have had some opportunities with some other national touring bands opening up for them. So I know they opened for a band out of Seattle called The Dip. They played the 930 Club. So they're also getting exposed to audiences in larger rooms than Metro Gallery. But I don't think that they're doing a lot of national touring. They're kind of keeping it close to the East Coast. But, you know, like I said earlier, I did see them in Austin last year. So they're kind of just, they're on the rise.
Yeah,
they're
making their way.
What we call a baby band.
Yeah.
And really just getting started. And I think they've got a really great foundation to work with.
Yeah, I mean, they have a great lead singer, that's for sure.
Yeah.
She can sing. That's terrific. So tell me a little bit about Craig Finn. He is no stranger to First Thursdays. He's played here before.
That's right, yeah.
So it's good to have him back.
Multi-time First Thursday alum. He has done solo sets for us. He's also performed with his band, The Hold Steady, who people might know him from. He put out his 6th solo album this year. It's called Always Been. He worked with Adam Granduciel, who is the lead singer and guitarist from this great band out of Philadelphia, The War on Drugs, that people will probably be familiar with. He also got contributions from some other wonderful artists on this record, Sam Fender, who's a big artist in the UK, and also Kathleen Edwards, who is an artist that we have fostered on WTMD for a long, long time. So cool guest on the album, but Craig Finn is such a master of songwriting. He is a wonderful storyteller, and This album is no stranger to the storytelling. It's a story of Bethany, who's a priest who's lost his faith. We don't know if he's even had it leading up to becoming a priest. It also follows the lives that intersect with his own, the fallout of, you know, losing his collar, and then his eventual redemption.
Oh, so there's some serious subjects here for Mr. Finn. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of it takes place not too far from Baltimore on the Delaware shore. So uh-huh. That's mentioned throughout the album.
So Bethany, that's that Bethany, Bethany Beach? Or is Bethany the name
Bethany is the guy, but it could also be Bethany Beach because he mentions the Delaware Shore a couple times.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of a tune called People of Substance. This is Craig Finn.
Tane, I don't get depressed anymore. So possibly December at the Delaware Shore. Maybe missing numbers on the motel doors. The toy section of this drugstore. Otherwise, I'm pretty much cured. Been getting out of bed before noon now. Gonna find a new place pretty soon now. The whole thing's moving uptown. And I'm sorry about the way that I scared you. I'm sorry that I wasn't in touch since. Spent way too much time on people without any substance.
That's Craig Finn. He's appearing as the headliner tomorrow night in the First Thursday concert down at the Canton Waterfront. So that it's got a really tight sound with that band, too.
Yeah, they're great. Craig Finn, you could say he's sort of like the indie rock Bruce Springsteen. You know, he's it's just all American, and it just makes you feel great when he's doing his thing up there.
All right. Tyler LaPorte is the assistant program director at our sibling station, WTMD. The very first Thursday festival of the summer starts tomorrow around 5 o'clock. First music from Rex Pax at 6 o'clock. Then we've got Brandy and the Alexanders at 7 and Craig Finn around 8:30 or 8:35. Appreciate it. Have fun tomorrow night.
Thanks, Tom. Will do.
And that's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow on Midday, it's Midday at the Movies with Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday, plus a theater review of the new show at Arena Players here in Baltimore with our theater critic, J. Wynn Russick. And up next now, it's Fresh Air. The guest today, Harvard Law Professor Noah Feldman, talking about Harvard's interactions with the Trump administration. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. I am grateful to you. Have a great day.
This is 88.1 WYPR, Baltimore's NPR news station.